I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. It's on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. My name's Andy Resto, the digital music coordinator here at the station. And this week feature will be an interview that I did with a band called Kappa Chow from Sackville, New Brunswick. So they're coming a long way across the country on a tour and stopped by the station last Saturday, actually. Each of the members of Kappa Chow used to work in community radio in Sackville at CHMA. And so they were quite thrilled to see our new space. Also showed them the old space, the abandoned skeleton of it, at least. So it was very nice. They're both very, very kind. And we chatted a bunch about community radio and things of that nature. So to start things off, I'm going to play some Kappa Chow, a song called Jump. They released this as a single, as a 7-inch earlier this year on Kiss the Void. So we're going to hear some of that. And then on the other side, my interview with the band themselves, Kappa Chow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. back here in Muzak for The Observant. Before I jump into the interview that I did with Kappa Chow, as I have already mentioned, I just wanted to give a quick notice that it might be very quiet, and I apologize if that's the case. The volume levels on the interview might be a little bit low, so if that's happening, feel free to turn up your radios or turn up your internet volume. Just wanted to give a heads up. We're listening to some Kappa Chow right now. The song's called SBDT, and after that, we will hear from the band themselves. All right, stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Alrighty, sitting here at the old CITR, the abandoned cave of sorts that is the old Student Union building. Sitting here with a band from all the way from Sackville, New Brunswick, Kappa Chow. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
And there's a slight reason that I decided we should do this here at the old space. You guys have been heavily involved with community radio yourselves, and maybe if you wanted to introduce yourselves and talk a little bit about that.
Sure. My name's Joe. I play guitar and sing in the band, and I worked at CHMA as like an artist in residence, I guess was my title, but I was more or less doing posters and stuff like that, design work for the station and for the music festival that we hold. It's a fundraising festival promoting local maritime music.
Is that Stereophonic? Is that what it? Cool.
And so initially I was hired on as someone working for the festival specifically, and then my job became more tailored to like year-round concerts as time went on, and I had a couple different radio shows.
Nice.
I'm Elsa, and I play drums and sing in Kappa Chow, and I got involved at CHMA in 2001 when I started doing a show, and then eventually started working there as PSA coordinator, and then I've done program director, music director, and this past year I helped to organize Stereophonic too, so it's been, and I've had a show for, or different shows over the years.
Nice. What's been the genre of these shows? Have there been any weird twists on these? Do you guys do any characters, anything like that?
We did a morning show together that was fun.
Yeah.
Where we would do segments and stuff, like okay. The weather.
What's
our
lunch?
Our weather bit was that Elsa would do the weather and I would complain about how meteorologists are scam artists.
Well, I imagine in Sackville it's pretty... snow? Is that a good guess? Is
yeah.
that going to be a good guess
most
year-round?
Not all year, but even in April.
Yeah.
My show was like kind of anything around punk and noise and psych. It was called Killer Haze, and then I lost my co-host and changed it to Kiss the Void.
Okay. Killer Haze, that doesn't have anything to do with the record label,
yeah.
does it?
Yeah,
or
that's kind of where the name came from.
Is it? Okay.
Radio show.
Great. I didn't realize that. You run Killer Haze Records, is that?
Well,
or is that?
No,
it's like
runs.
Nobody runs.
Okay.
I don't, I'm involved with it.
Okay.
But it's pretty open. It's like an open concept record label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So how have you found the space here? How does it compare with CHMA and how things go?
It's pretty funny because CHMA did a similar move to a new student mm-hmm. building in 2008. And it feels the same, like the old space is really comfortable and mm-hmm. lived in, and it's got old cool furniture and stickers everywhere and cool decorations and memorabilia. And then the new station's kind of like very just
pristine,
too new,
yeah.
you know, and clean, and I don't know. I forget what the question was now.
No,
is it similar? Yeah, it's kind of similar, I find. We have, you know, two production booths and then a bunch of offices and mm-hmm. lots of windows, and the library is kind of the same sort of style.
Yeah, our station's pretty charming.
Yeah.
The new one, it's developed some charm.
Well, I've never even seen the old one, to be honest. But
yeah,
the new
they
one
tore
doesn't
down
look
the
very new.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't really call it the new one.
No, I guess not. It's been a while. But the old one, it was funny because it was on the third floor of the student center and then the fourth floor, so it was attic broadcasting, and you would have to run up and down the stairs if you wanted to go to the booth.
Oh, okay.
And the library was on the other floor, and no elevators, and it got really, really hot in the summer.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Yeah. Right now, our new space is freezing cold, which is interesting to bring layers to work. Yeah, so you guys are touring across the country right now, driving across the country. Is that, is that true?
Yeah.
How's that been?
It's been really great. Yeah, we haven't had any accidents or.
Seen like a couple moose, a couple bears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of animals.
Yeah.
There's a lot of long drives, but it's really enjoyable. You know, just put on some good music and or have a good talk or whatever.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Any good road games?
We don't have any, do we?
We haven't been playing road games, but we picked up some CDs along the way.
All right, that'll kill time.
At a pawn shop.
And we found a B.A. Johnston CD at a pawn shop. We didn't get it. Road games. So we stop a lot. Like, we stop an excessive amount. I like to stop and, like, check out little towns and, like, just see what's going on.
You always think as you're driving through towns like that, what would it be like if I just dropped everything and just moved here and didn't think about anything the rest of my life?
I could just stay here.
Yeah. I don't have
to go
anywhere.
There's so many towns, too, that look like they're from another era completely.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in, like, the kind of like over the Great Lakes and stuff if you go that way.
Yeah.
So it's pretty charming. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And otherworldly.
Yeah. You guys have any highlight stops so far? Like either shows you've played or cities you've gone to yet?
We haven't really had a bad show.
Had a show where we didn't get to play.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
The cops shut it down with it before we got to play, so.
Yeah, that was probably our worst show.
Yeah.
It was still fun, though.
Yeah.
The other bands were cool.
It was a good night. Saskatoon was fun. We got to play outside on the sidewalk, sort of downtown, or not downtown, on Broadway.
I think we played three times in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Nice. One of which was way too late at night. We were, like, the only sober people there.
Yeah.
It's pretty annoying. But,
Calgary was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was probably where we spent the most time, too.
But I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And was that at... Tonight you're playing with Agent Teacher and the Subs.
Yeah. And Superman.
And Superman, yes. Very good. Band making waves here on the West Coast to the East Coast. Yeah.
I've heard about them.
I was actually... It's funny, I was looking at... I was looking up CHMA earlier today and looked at their charts, the last charts they put out, and Supermoon was like 10 on it, which I was interested in. It's nice to see.
The current music director is pretty up on new indie stuff.
Mm.
He actually occasionally plays bass for our band.
Yeah. I don't know if he's working there right now.
Oh.
It gets really pared down there in the summer. I'm sure it's kind of the same.
Yeah, yeah.
There's less people around and on the air, and it's just sort of, you know, cruising through the summer.
Yeah, yeah. And your band, are there two different lineups that you guys have had?
We've had a million
different lineups.
Yeah.
Okay.
We started the tour off playing about four or five shows with three people from Montreal.
Yeah, that's what I was on, Montreal incarnation.
But that's not the one from the tape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's another one. All right.
We kind of just get whoever is able to come with us or wants.
There's probably about 15 Kappa Chow alumni.
Yeah. At least.
Write a book one day detailing all that.
Maybe.
There's someone who actually lives in Vancouver and she might. We were thinking maybe she'd play bass for us tonight. But. We haven't heard back from her today.
Yeah, I think she played a show last night.
So are there reasons for that? Are you guys perfectionists and people just can't handle it? Or is it...
No.
Probably the opposite. The reason is the opposite, that we're totally okay with mistakes. And like, it's nice to involve as many friends as possible and not have to rely on people too much.
Yeah.
And also, like, play different songs as much as possible. So that allows us to, like, you know, someone might know a certain set of material and someone else might know a different set. So we can kind of change. I really like, we like playing just the two of us also, which is what we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught you guys in Calgary and it was the two of you as well. I was wondering where the standing drum technique came from and why that was how that developed.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I don't know, because when I started with Kappa Chow, I hadn't really played drums much before, and I saw the Moby Dicks, who are from Lethbridge. Well, I think maybe just once, but I was really impressed with how he did the drums. I think he had two floor toms sort of taped together and then like a cymbal on one of them, and I thought that was cool, and I feel like I can get more energy into it when I'm standing up, and I don't know, it's way more simple because I just have to use my arms, I don't have to do a different rhythm with every limb,
right?
Which seems like it might be really complicated.
And our music's pretty pared down, so it fits the aesthetic for sure.
Yeah. And so nowadays in Sackville or maybe New Brunswick in general, are there bands you're excited about? Is there a music scene that's developed there that it might have a particular sound that you could say?
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some good bands for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's in Sackville, there's a bunch. It's kind of like all the same people are always playing a lot of the bands.
Yeah.
But there's like, it's nice when like different people get a chance at writing songs and stuff, and there's a solid backbone of musicians there to back whoever up in whatever new band. And Moncton's good too. There's a good record store there, and the people that curate the stuff there, I feel like they have like a kind of a bit of sway as to what people listen to in the city, and there's a good scene for punk stuff. St. John's got bands too.
Yeah.
Fredericton's got a cool little used clothing store where you can play if you're not like a big bar band or whatever.
Yeah.
That pretty much covers it. Like, what other places in New Brunswick can you play? I think that's more or less it. We played St. Stephen once, but that was a special circumstance, and we played at the university there. It's really, really tiny, and they do like one show a year.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if there's like a unified Sackville sound, really. Maybe there was a bit more when the Killer Hayes Rat King compilations came out, but it's because it's a university town, there's always a flow of people coming in and leaving at any given time.
And
so
they all come from different, maybe similar, like, but everyone has different musical backgrounds, and like, you know, you might get to Sackville and then everyone knows Eric's Trip and stuff, but everyone still listens to different stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have been tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, if you weren't aware. This is a show called Muzak for the Observant on every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. My name's Andy Resto. I'm the host for this week. Doing an interview with Kappa Chow today. If you have just tuned in, we're about to get to the second half of that. A duo from Sackville, New Brunswick. What we just heard, I played a track by a band called Noise Hounds called Surf Interred off of the Killer Haze Records compilation called Rat King 2. So you can find this online. And it's a bunch of bands from Sackville. And if you're listening to the interview, one of the members of Kappa Chow is, in a way, started Killer Haze Records. It's vague as far as who runs the label now. But there you go. It's a Sackville staple, I guess, Killer Haze. And we heard the Noise Hounds. And before we get back to the rest of the interview, we're going to hear a track from Astral Gunk, which is another project, the original project of Joe from Kappa Chow, a song called Trendy Radiation. So on the other side of that, we'll hear the second half of the interview and then close out the hour with a variety of tracks. I have some things lined up. So stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM, and this show is called Muzak for the Observant.
It's another beautiful summer day. Who wants to go to the salmon watching festival?
No!
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 Okay. How about the beach?
No!
No, 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 no!
Oh, God, no!
All right, all right. How about...
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 11th on West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald Street. Performances by Yukon Blonde, The Ballantines, The Courtneys, Hot Panda, and many more. Plus, Mill Street Beer Gardens, Etsy Marketplace, Longboarder Jam, fashion shows, and more. It's completely free, so come on down to Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Remax, and TD Bank.
Chow, is that from the movie Pootie Tang. Is that correct?
Kind of.
Kind of, okay.
It is definitely something that Pootie Tang says. But it also just sounds kind of cool, I think. It sounds like a call to arms or something.
Yeah, it's
a chant.
Yeah, yeah, you guys have a song that it's almost like a theme song. Guys,
well, we just kind of do it.
Seems to work well as a.
The story is the origin story is that we just got my other band Astrogunk got asked to play a show, but none of us lived in the same place anymore. So I was like, "Hey, also, you want to make up a band? What should we call it?" Oh, and then we just came up with that. We had a deadline.
Yeah. So do you guys have aspirations to be an anthemic band that could play to large crowds of rowdy students or rowdy, I don't know, individuals?
I don't know if we have super big aspirations, but we've already filled one of our dreams of, like, touring the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we put out some 7-inch records, which is really cool.
Yeah. We like playing for small crowds, medium crowds. Large crowds can be scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we would work on, like,
for large crowds.
I know, but on a big stage would be weird, you know?
You have to get a lot of that kind of niche people or something.
Yeah, all gathered into one space.
If you collected, like, every person in Canada that has heard of us, maybe that'd be a pretty big audience.
Maybe.
So, you have released a few tapes, and they seem to be smaller things, though, like maybe more EP styles.
Well, we did a new one that's, like, 11 songs.
Okay. And I was wondering if there are thoughts for further recordings or any new projects that are coming on down the road.
Yeah, we're hoping to record a new LP in the fall and then hopefully tour in the spring. But nothing sort of set in stone.
Basically, we don't know what we're going to record, but someone asked us to do an LP, so we might be doing it. If it works out, we can get it together.
Yeah.
Is this with someone at Killer Hayes where there's nobody?
No. It's like an actual real label.
Cool. And would that be you two, or do you think you'd get some extra?
We'd probably get other people to play on it. Mm-hmm.
But the last thing we did is just the two of us, and we just overdubbed, like, some of the parts and stuff.
Yeah.
I really like it. So we don't. Hopefully, it'll just be a little bit different every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't get boring.
Yeah.
Okay. If I had to wrap up this radio show with one or two songs that you two chose, it could be anything. What would you recommend, or what would you suggest?
Okay, I got one, because we've been listening to this in the car and it's been stuck in our heads, like, incessantly. It's from the Animal House soundtrack.
Okay.
And it's called Shamalama Ding Dong.
Okay, alright. There's one.
It's not really great. Similar to what we sound like, but it's a really good one, and it'll get stuck in your head. Right. It's got an umamao in it, so that's enough for us.
What else? What would be your choice?
I don't know, maybe a Bash Bros song would be cool.
Bash Bros?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like Rat Jacket or something, or Party Hat, or... Yeah, Party Hat's a good one.
Party Hat by Bash Bros.
Yeah.
Alright, sounds good. Do you guys have any final words that you want to get out to maybe the people at CHMA, or to the people of the West Coast that you need broadcast? Anything you need off your chest?
Support community radio.
I want to say come to our show, but this is going to air after the show already happened.
Come to future Cabbage House shows.
if they happen again.
Yeah.
Here.
Cool. And the latest record, what is it called?
The tour tape. It's just called Tour Tape.
It's a pretty small run, but it's we actually put it online. So.
Okay, cool.
Capuchow Bandcamp.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks, you guys, for coming out here and take some time to see the new space. It's good to meet other people involved in our little small community radio thing here. So it's good to chat with you guys.
Yeah,
and good luck with the show tonight. Should be a good one.
What if you had to choose two songs to end the radio show? What would you choose?
With this radio show?
If you had to choose two fall songs, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we were chatting about the fall earlier. It's a tough call, but I love Paintwork on This Nation's Saving Grace.
Yeah.
And then, ouch, that's tough. I don't have another one lined up.
Do you know Bill Is Dead?
Oh, yeah, Bill Is Dead. It's a great song. Yeah.
It is, but I feel like that's kind of like, it wouldn't meet the approval of a lot of fall fans.
Really? It's a good one. It's funny because... The reason I asked about your guys' lineups before, that there's so many people that have been in it, there's a book about the fall called The Fallen, and this guy goes and meets every single person that ever played in the band, so it's like over 50 people that have played in it. So I'm going to be looking for that Capuchow book in about 20 years. You guys can write.
I wish I was as mean and...
But, yeah, ornery. Yeah. But Bill Is Dead... Craig Scanlon, the guitarist, says that's one of his favorite songs that they ever did. Yeah, so that's a good one. Maybe I'll put that.
I like that album a lot. Extricate.
It is. Yeah, yeah, it's a good one.
But I think it's considered like not their best work.
It's a transition period into what else they would do in the '90s. But Infotainment Scan from '93 is probably my favorite fall record. So I don't know. It's a good preview of that album, I think. All right, great. So.
Thanks.
Thank you guys so much, and good luck tonight. Hello.
And there you have it. So that was my interview with Capuchow that I did over the weekend back in the old student union building. It's nice to be back there. A bit scary, abandoned, things just lying around everywhere. But it was nice. Those two, very kind, and... have some history in community radio, so it's good to sit and chat with them for a while afterwards. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into some of the songs that they recommended, which, I mean, a bit silly, but we're going to start with the Animal House song, Shamalama Ding Dong, from the Animal House soundtrack, suggested by Capuchow. So that's what we're going to hear. And then... Of course, I will jump into the fall a little bit later. But for now, this is Otis Day in the Nights with Shamalama Ding Dong here on CITR 101.9 FM.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host, John P., for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Program's called Music for the Observant. If you just tuned in, then you missed out on the main part of this episode. I aired an interview that I did with Kappa Chow, band from Sackville, New Brunswick. If you wanted to hear that interview, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca in the near future. What did we hear before the break? I asked for a couple of recommendations from the band for some songs to play, and got one to play the Shamalama Ding Dong, a song from the Animal House soundtrack, so we heard that. And then what we just heard was a song called Party Hat by the Bash Brothers. And the Bash Brothers are a duo similar to Kappa Chow, drums and guitar, from Nanaimo, British Columbia. So, there you go. Now, most importantly, one of the last suggestions they asked for was a song called, well, I kind of forced this a little bit, but Bill is Dead, song by The Fall. Terrific song, written in a time when Marky Smith's father had just passed away. He had just gotten divorced from Brick Smith, his first wife, second wife, and it was a transition period for the band in the early 90s, moving on, changing sounds, lots of turmoil, but a beautiful record. And this is I don't even know if it's a very touching song. It's a bit ironic if you listen to some of the lyrics with what was actually going on, but I'll take any opportunity that I'm given to play The Fall, and so here we go. This is Bill is Dead. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
This
Nothing better to soothe your soul. You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Muzak for the Observant. And got about 10 minutes left now in the show. And it's real nice. The recording studio behind me. So everything in the news station, you can see through all the windows, see everything that's going on. And there's a lot of activity right now. So to my right, actually, out into the main building, there's actually nothing going on. That's where you think the distractions would be. But right in front of me, I can look into our lounge, and there's a meeting going on. A gathering, looks like some intense discussion. To my left, there's a recording studio, and there's some bongo drums. I think a djembe being played, and some jamming going on. There's also a mandolin or violin being played, and some recording happening. And I can hear the drums actually here in the studio. So we have constant rhythmic entertainment here. Anyhow, it's my job at this moment to give you all listening some rhythmic entertainment. And so I'm going to play some things that we just received here at the station. Gender Dog is a local band here in Vancouver, and they are playing the Hockey Dad Records 10th anniversary show, which should be a big one this Saturday at the Railway Club. Lots of bands, lots of very good bands, Freak Heatwaves, Beelines, Woolworm, who just released a new EP, which I'll also play, Defectors, Gender Dog, as I mentioned, Cave Girl, and Trash Bait, all playing one night at the Railway this Saturday. So, Gender Dog, their EP, maybe short album, is called Neurosis Party, And I'm going to play a song called Sexual off of it. And then I think I'll play some Woolworm following that. Sound good? I hope it does, because you can't really tell me any different. So we're going to hear some Gender Dog right now, and followed by Woolworm. Woolworm, new EP called Everything Seems Obvious. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It is what it is. I can just continue with banal platitudes all day. But there are only 5 minutes left. So to finish out the show, I've got one record that I'm enjoying a lot. It's Shopping, which I believe I played last week, trio from London. I'm going to play a song called Theme from that album, which is kind of the album's called Consumer Complaints, and it is a theme song of sorts for it. Very good track. And that'll pretty much bring us to the end. I might put on some Mourn right afterwards. Mourn is a group from Spain, if I'm remembering correctly, young kids, I think they're, you know, 18 to 20 years old, and have a self-titled debut album that came out earlier this year, or possibly late 2014, a song called Otitis, and I'm going to probably get that on before Marco comes on with Astro Talk. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you so much to Ilsa and Joe from Kappa Chow. They were so nice, and it's great to chat with people into campus community radio, as I am myself, and was happy to show them around the new space. If you missed the interview, find the playlist online and tune in next week. I host a show on Mondays called The Burrow. You can tune in for that. We're going to have a radio camp here at CITR next week, and so there might be some 11 to 15 year olds dropping in on the show. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Alrighty. Thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for Astro Talk. This is Theme by Shopping.